Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we report the world, however difficult the issue, however hard to reach. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Schon viel über Kryptowährungen gehört, aber noch keinen richtigen Zugang gefunden? Der Einstieg in Kryptowährungen muss nicht kompliziert sein. Mit Xtrackers ETCs kannst du kostengünstig in die Zukunft investieren. Einfach übers klassische Depot. Auf xtrackers.de findest du viel Wissenswertes zu dieser spannenden Anlageklasse. Nimm deine finanzielle Zukunft selbst in die Hand. Schritt für Schritt mit Xtrackers. Investitionen unterliegen Risiken. Dieser Beitrag ist eine Werbemitteilung der DWS International GmbH, Frankfurt.
It's a question that keeps business leaders up at night. How do you go from thinking about change to actually making it happen?
How do I start? Where do I start? What is the use case? Where is the value?
From the AI revolution.
This is the most amazing time ever. And developments in AI are super, super quickly changing.
To the urgent need for sustainability and resilience.
The physical climate risk predicted in the climate models has arrived.
The way we do business is transforming fast, but we're here to help. I'm Chip Kleinexel, host of Resilient Edge, a new business vitality podcast paid and presented by Deloitte and produced by BBC Storyworks Commercial Productions. It's a guide to implementing and sustaining change at scale. Coming soon, everywhere you listen to podcasts.
This is the documentary from the BBC World Service. I'm Amber Hack and I'm in Ibiza, Spain for this episode of Heart and Soul, which explores personal approaches to spirituality from around the globe. Ibiza is an island of contrasts. Some might even say it's one of contradictions. A place to escape, to lose yourself. But a place to find yourself too. This is a first for me. Like many, my trips to Ibiza are normally pushing through the crowds, paying €15 for just a bottle of water, and seeing superstar DJs from around the world in the packed famous clubs. The idea of landing into Ibiza and going somewhere for indigenous wisdom and expressive dance feels, well, unusual. But I'm here because I want to try and find out why people are flocking to this island now for a different kind of experience. To go inwards, for healing, and for ancient wisdom from lands far away. Can a middle ground ever exist on this island of extremes? Well, one woman is hoping so, and I'm on my way to meet her.
I have a feeling I might be at the right place now. I can see a hanging cosmic disco ball. And here is Kim. Hello! How are you? God, you would never have imagined this little oasis of calm here.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. So tucked away here as well.
I know, I need it. It's like a little nature calm energy.
I love it.
Yeah.
Can you give me a tour? Because I feel like there's so many little different sections to your...
So this is the outside area. This is what I would say is my first altar.
Why is it important for you to have altars?
So an altar is the place where spirit can enter. I'll take you inside to the main one. But
Kim Booth grew up in a working class part of England. Her journey to the island of Ibiza is a fascinating one. Scattered with a lot of emotions, breakdowns and traumas, but breakthroughs, which led her to the spiritual path that she's on today.
At the time, Ely Park was the biggest council estate in Europe, I believe. My mum got pregnant really early, at 19, and her and my dad weren't together and he just kind of left, and so she brought me up on her own. My mum met her then to become husband when I was like 7 or 8, and it was quite an intense childhood. He was super abusive and my mum ended up becoming abusive and all of this sort of stuff. So I had a very intense childhood, let's say. And I left home when I was 14. I got into horses when I was about 12 years old. and they were my saviour. I ended up running away quite a few times, and at 14 I left home and I was fostered by the people that owned the horse yard. I didn't get the help that I needed, so I had a lot of stuff going on. I was bulimic, I was very angry, and I didn't realise how angry I was, but no one was really dealing with it. I came to Ibiza and we went on to an 18 to 30s holiday, but it was one of those holidays that I think is the initiation into Ibiza. Like, you're staying in San Antonio, you get drunk, you lay around the pools and you get sunburnt. Not one ounce of spirituality in that holiday. But what happened, something must have opened up in that trip.
And something definitely did open up. Kim would go on to work for some of the biggest brands in house music, like Defected Records, Super Club Pasha, and working with DJs like Carl Craig and David Guetta. But the traumas from her past were about to reemerge.
I never got the help that I needed for all of my stuff, and it was starting to bubble up at that point. So there wasn't the emotional and mental knowledge then of what was going on. And, you know, the party world is a lot of people, and I think even now still, that's trying to forget about things and just want to go into this and, like, take whatever and party and drink and forget about their problems and just go for it. And I think there was an element of that in there for me. And the truth always rises. When my mum passed, I still tried to party, like, afterwards. I was still like, yeah, fine, it's fine, you know. And it wasn't. And I was getting really, I got alcoholic blackouts quite a lot. And I would only have, like, two or three drinks, but I would not remember anything. And the next day, people would be like, oh, my God, what you did yesterday. And that's the subconscious coming through. So yeah, after my mum passed, this is when I started to really having to go into my healing.
Kim's first encounter with the Red Road teachings of indigenous communities in North and Central America was in a temescal, also known as a sweat lodge.
They call it the womb of Mama Earth. So you go in and you get reborn. So it's a circle structure. It's based on sacred geometry. And they dig a hole out in the middle. Then you have a door and you crawl in on your knees. So it's like you're crawling into the earth. And you go around and you have the temescal holder sitting by the centre where the rocks come in, and they heat hot rocks. It's a prayer, it's a purification, and it's like you sweat out all of your toxins even, and it gets your blood flowing. It's beneficial in so many different ways. I've done many temescals, and it's like my favourite medicine on this path. And in Iceland, I noticed like they had a lot of alcoholics coming and cleaning them with this medicine.
Kim found these rituals which helped her during her grief and her struggles with drinking, but so did what the Red Road path itself represents. And if I'm honest, this is quite abstract and simple at the same time to explain. It's made up of beliefs from various indigenous tribes and spiritual teachings, but they're all centred around the same core tenet: a spiritual commitment to living life in respect to yourself, others, and the world that we live in. And temescals are just one way that believers connect and honour the elements of nature.
Everything is all about the elements: earth, air, fire, water. Earth is our physical body, fire is our spirit, water is our emotions, and the wind is our breath. And when all of this is in harmony inside of us, it's in harmony outside of us as well. And it's just, it's so simple. These teachings are very simple. We're all related. Everything is related. A tree, a rock, me, you, the fire. We get so lost in technology and stories and fashion and all of this lot. When you come into this balance, into this harmony, you enter a different reality.
And this different reality, which Kim discovered, is what she brought back here to the island of Ibiza.
What I then started to do was coming back to Ibiza, coming back to my world, talking to everyone about it.
You would then take it into the music world, and you were having all these really transformational experiences and trying to get all the DJs and people you were working with on board. But did you ever reach a point where you started to notice things in the music industry that didn't make you feel comfortable?
Oh yeah, for sure. Dance music is very, very fast paced, and it's very, it's a business, it's an industry, and it's super fast, and there's not so much self-care. And I think I was just realising I didn't want to be in that. And I had a very big, big trauma happen around this time as well. So I'd been doing all of these spiritual teachings before this, and I got tested in a way like I never thought I would be tested. But my brother Chris was murdered on New Year's Eve 2015 going into 2016. I did not trust anyone after that. It tested every part of spiritual training that I'd had, and I failed like big times, because it was like, you can't be prepared for that.
And maybe that is part of it, right?
Yeah.
It's not failing, it's actually just strengthening what's to come.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge death and rebirth thing. Like, in the shamanic world, it's like the death is the transformation as well. But what that actually then did is it really put me on the path. That's where I started to meet different teachers. So I moved back to Ibiza, and then this is when I started to really find the medicine path, the red road, and this is when I needed to go into those spaces.
At this point, Kim launches her event Cosmic Pineapple, educating others in the industry and offering a meeting point between Indigenous teachers and the house music dance floors of Ibiza.
I wanted to bring the spirituality into the music world because I could see it was becoming more unconscious and more business, you know, in a direction that it didn't resonate with me, but I still loved the music and I loved my tribe and I loved my community that I had. And you don't get characters anywhere in the world like you get in dance music. I was so fascinated by the spiritual world, by the yoga, by the meditation, by the red road, by the tribes that I was sitting with from different Indigenous cultures, that I wanted to bring them and meet these two worlds.
Okay, this has piqued my interest. This idea that Indigenous teachings and music can not only offer fun and a good time, but genuine healing too.
Dancing is such a powerful tool of healing. When you get it right, when the DJ gets it right, when the dance floor gets it right, there's an energy that moves. You're all locked into this oneness. It goes back to ancient shamanic cultures and tribal cultures, the drum beat, the heartbeats, and it gets you into a rhythm. And one thing that I found quite interesting, so our heartbeat is between 60 and 70 beats per minute naturally. Dance music is around 120 to 130, which is double our heartbeat. So when we get into the rhythm of it, we're in a rhythm together.
A new day on the paradise island of Ibiza. And there's only one way to find out about the spiritual properties of music from lands far away, and that is to experience it for myself.
I want to come and show you the cave, because you're going to freak out. Okay.
And as soon as I arrive to Kim's Cosmic Pineapple event at the open-air club Cova Santa, the woman herself is already whirring around in action.
Thank you.
You're here! She calls the shots, and she's this real pocket rocket of energy, bounding around the venue in an electric blue exotic gown adorned with bright colours and jewels.
Everything is getting sorted. So, Amber, I reckon we'll have to finish that in a bit.
And the wonder just continues as Kim guides us down into a hidden world under the surface level of the clubs which most of us typically know in Ibiza.
Follow me. So I'm going to show you the cave, which is...
Wow, where are we going? We're being led into a dark room coming in from the baking Ibiza sun.
Oh, wow.
Wow, this is so cool.
No, you haven't even seen it yet.
No idea this was here, ever. Basically, this really deep, vast cave that goes so far down. We're just surrounded by hanging bits of rock that has eroded away over the years.
I'm already getting the sense that it's touches exactly like this which makes Kim's events special, working with the environment to channel the natural energies which the Red Road Path shows so much respect to.
I mean, we're in the womb of the earth, like the belly of the earth, and we're underground, and there's this, caves represent death and rebirth as well, so there's something about going down here and releasing something and then birthing something else when you come up.
It's, yeah, you would never, ever expect that this was lurking deep down here.
I love taking people in here for the first time.
Yeah.
Right now, we are deep in this cave system, where people will be listening to live performances and prayers in just a few hours' time.
And how does it come alive with the sound? I bet that's just a whole other experience.
It's more so what I've been doing is only acoustic sound,
yeah.
So completely natural. Basically, this is the part that everyone wants to get into. So it's you'll be down here so you won't see it, but it's chaos up there when people are trying to get in here.
Right. It's the VIP.
Yeah.
Deep in the air.
Do you have a specific intention for the prayer? Today
is like the heart chakra, so... Love, peace, all of that. All of your stuff.
All of our stuff.
This would be our first concert in a cave.
That's a first. Wow. My first time attending a concert in a cave.
Kim is a proudly working class Cockney from London, but I'm fascinated to know how she balances the scepticism of her taking on some of these beliefs of Indigenous tribes from halfway across the world.
I was the only English person, for sure. It was very much a lot of Americans, South American, Central Americans. And there was definitely an openness to me, like just to, like a non-judgment, just let me come in, be myself and, you know, go through my processes. I still love this innocence about me because I'm not born into this path.
And have you ever felt, you know, as you are going into those spaces where, you know, you are a British woman, you're a white woman, have you ever felt conscious of that, or did it always just make sense? It didn't feel sort of like I'm appropriating.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that I'm quite respectful. So there's definitely been moments when I've probably worn like a ceremonial dress that I shouldn't have or something. But the more that I learn, the more that I know. I think, and this happens with a lot of people that get into spirituality, you get really chuffed. So you're like, I'm going to wear this white dress and I'm going to wear this and I'm going to wear this headpiece and I'm going to do this and da da da. But it's like, I see it now in a lot of people, like they start and then they're like, they wear the clothes, but you're not, that's only just the beginning. But again, it's all about intention.
I'm also intrigued to know what Kim thinks of people making money off Indigenous beliefs, especially on an island saturated with tourism and greed like Ibiza. Back now to her event at Cosmic Pineapple.
When people get into fashion and they're like, they have to wear this name, they have to wear this brand, they have to do this and da da da. It's kind of happening in the spiritual world as well. It's like, I have to wear this feather, I have to wear this dress, I have to do this. And I think sometimes it's a marketing thing and the depth of it needs to be checked because it's like, they're using the right words. You know, you read it and it's like all the spiritual fluffy words, but you've got to, the integrity needs to be there and the depth.
Another thing I keep hearing about on this trip is medicine music. I'm intrigued to hear why this is more than just a buzz phrase or a trend to people like Kim.
So medicine music, it's music made with the intention to heal. It's generally by musicians that have gone and sat with tribes in jungles and in sacred spaces, usually in the Central and South and North Americas, and learnt from their wisdom, learnt their songs, learnt their ways, and they're bringing it into their own songs. Some of them share songs from the tribes with permission. It's always like, it's all about respect. You ask for permission. It's generally like a guitar, a drum, a flute, and a lovely voice. And it's talking about the elements, and it's talking about healing, and it's we are all one. And it's, I think it's music made with the intention to heal.
You're listening to the documentary on the BBC World Service.
Schon viel über Kryptowährungen gehört, aber noch keinen richtigen Zugang gefunden? Der Einstieg in Kryptowährungen muss nicht kompliziert sein. Mit Xtrackers ETCs kannst du kostengünstig in die Zukunft investieren. Einfach übers klassische Depot. Auf xtrackers.de findest du viel Wissenswertes zu dieser spannenden Anlageklasse. Nimm deine finanzielle Zukunft selbst in die Hand. Schritt für Schritt mit Xtrackers. Investitionen unterliegen Risiken. Dieser Beitrag ist eine Werbemitteilung der DWS International GmbH, Frankfurt.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
The stories they don't want told.
This person is not who you think he is.
World of Secrets is the BBC podcast that brings you major global investigations and gripping storytelling. Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys. Season 2, The Disciples. And Season 3, The Apartheid Killer, are available to download and binge in full, with more investigations coming very soon.
The culture of secrecy needs to be broken.
Search for World of Secrets, the Global Investigations podcast from the BBC.
I'm Amber Hack, and I'm on the Spanish party island of Ibiza meeting Brit Kim Booth, who now lives here. Kim is a follower of the Red Road. It's a way of life inspired by Native American spiritual teachings, and its believers try to live life in the best possible way, in respect for others and for our planet. I'm quickly understanding now that the Red Road teachings aren't connected to just one particular geographical place or one tribe, and for Kim and the artists that she gathers here, music is the powerful way and the language that it can be shared from one place to another.
Good evening, everyone. We are Flowers of the Forest.
Our music is quite eclectic, inspired by many different traditions and styles, genres of music. But there is a clear connection with the indigenous tribes. it's like a medicine, like to heal your worries, to enliven your spirit and give comfort.
It can be a way to connect with the spiritual world or the unseen.
Ancient traditions from all over the world, Africa, South America, Siberia, Norway, India, they always use music as a vehicle, a tool to enter altered state of consciousness. It's been around since ancient times.
Yeah. And I think sometimes in the world we can criticize that only certain people from certain countries or certain places should sing a certain thing, but obviously for you guys it's a language of the world. Like, tell me a bit more about what you would say to somebody who says, well, only indigenous people should sing it.
I totally get that. For us, it's been our personal contact with the indigenous different tribes, and especially one tribe where the people there are encouraging us and wanting us to sing and learn their songs, and a path to step and tread with a lot of respect and reverence to those who bring it, those who have who are actually carrying that tradition in this life now.
These are songs that we have been initiated into. Not like, oh, we search YouTube for a certain prayer. This, we have been there and been taught from real masters and been blessed to share these songs. And it's a fine line. For instance, like some people say, oh, you can't play flute unless you are, you know, indigenous, or you can't play drum, you know, unless you're, oh, this is like a disgrace. Imagine the Native American people. But in a way, music and especially drum, it's, you can find everywhere in the world, all over the world, there is drums, you know.
And I feel like the drum is internal, and like we just
the
have
heartbeat.
A drum beat.
It's universal. Weaving together these different worlds that I feel Kim is doing from a genuine like love of bringing these different genres together and bringing the kind of lighter maybe vibrations and into this maybe more darker.
I loved as I was sat listening to you guys that I could still hear, you know, the thumping bass of the electronic music that you hear in Ibiza, and then we were just sat there in our little tent enjoying, you know, these really organic sounds from around the world.
Many people who are used to the party scene are a bit filled up already, a bit saturated, and love maybe some of the energy, but the expression is not always the most healthy. So they're looking for new ways to kind of experience what they are experiencing on the dance floor, maybe, with that in the past was like a heavy party, but you can still experience that in a more healthy way, like community, togetherness, contact with something greater than yourself. So Ibiza is like a perfect place for that.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
My time in Ibiza is coming to an end, but not before another unexpected adventure with Kim in another part of the island far away from the glitz and the glamour. So I had a message a little bit earlier today from Kim saying, you definitely must try and join me tonight, Amber, if you can. I'm going to gather a few mates for a full moon ceremony, and it would just be a spectacular way for you to experience how we all come together to celebrate life and to celebrate the earth and the universe. So I'm headed along a really bumpy, as you can probably hear, dirt track at the moment. The earth is absolutely scorched white from all the dust and the heat. And as I'm edging closer now through the winding road, I'm starting to see the huge rock formation in the middle of the ocean, which is known as Esvedra here in Ibiza. It's somewhere that's synonymous with the island. So many people flock here to watch the sunset. Boats can only get so close to this island. It really is just this gigantic, really quite alien rock formation in the middle of the ocean. It's known for being one of the most magnetic places on planet Earth, and you feel it as soon as you get close to it. So I can totally understand why Kim has gathered everyone here tonight to celebrate the full moon. So I'm intrigued to see what awaits.
Oh, hello!
Oh, hi, I love it.
Hi, yes,
how
I'm here in my white. I'm well.
Welcome.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, lovely to see you. So excited we've organised this.
How's your day? I love your earrings again.
Thank you.
Oh, amazing. So, little circle of, let's say, Red Road healing musicians and also kirtan musicians to come together and sing a song or share a little prayer for the full moon, and yeah, to meet you as well, and just so you can get to know this side of the island more.
We're sat up at a cliff edge, looking out at the sun dipping across the horizon as its partner, the moon, starts to rise, surrounded by musicians and healers all local to this island.
Mm. Should we get into the circle energy, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Niels.
So basically, whenever we open a space, we open it to the seven directions, the east, the west, the north, the south, the sky, Earth and our hearts.
Pachamama, the mother of cosmos or Mother Earth. Thanks for food, thanks for water, thanks for the rain.
I'm just gonna whisper so I can describe what I'm seeing right now. So many different types of people sat here, all circled around from so many different generations. Instruments everywhere were gathered in a circle around a rug. Incense is burning. There's conches, shells, animal feathers, ceremonial liquids. Mother's holding her baby at the moment, who looks so tranquil and calm. Kim is sat in a meditative pose, just breathing, so calm. And the sun is just starting to dip now beyond the horizon. And the Esvedra rock just looks so surreal in the distance there.
Before long, the cliff edge is completely alive with languages and sounds of the world.
Just dipping away for just a minute from this incredible noise that's been playing. Just penny for your thoughts, like gathering everyone here right now and just hearing so much music and energy and just the world right now.
I feel so much peace. I don't know, it feels like coming home a little bit when you're in this kind of space in a circle. I think I mentioned before, but in a circle, everyone's the same and we all get to share. And we've got this beautiful nature and it's all these different cultures coming together as well. It makes me really happy.
And obviously we are on this tiny little paradise island in the middle of Spain, but I've heard so many different languages. I'm looking at so many different instruments, indigenous wisdom and music here on this island. Why do you think we can, you know, transport that wisdom from lands far away here and bring people together?
This island just attracts people. I mean, I think I mentioned before, but it's this vortex and it attracts seekers and spiritual people, like people that are really aligned. So we all gather together and everyone's got a medicine for each other from seeking something higher themselves and they don't realise it. And then when you come to the spiritual world, you're seeking something. I think you're seeking peace, you're seeking connection, you're seeking a feeling of welcoming, a feeling whole, of being a part of something bigger than yourself. You're seeking a place to connect to your spirit. I think that's really powerful. Like, we just, in our modern world, we're so lost in TV and media and da 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 da. But like, when you're connected to your spirit, you feel way better. Trust me. So yeah, I love this. I love that you can get this in Ibiza.
You've been listening to a journey through indigenous spirituality, the Red Road, and medicine music with Kim Booth in Ibiza, here on Heart and Soul on the BBC World Service. The programme was presented and produced by me, Amber Hack, and the executive producer was Rajiv Gupta. You can hear more episodes like this by searching for BBC Heart and Soul or looking for the BBC World Service documentary wherever you get your podcasts.
Schon viel über Kryptowährungen gehört, aber noch keinen richtigen Zugang gefunden? Der Einstieg in Kryptowährungen muss nicht kompliziert sein. Mit Xtrackers ETCs kannst du kostengünstig in die Zukunft investieren. Einfach übers klassische Depot. Auf xtrackers.de findest du viel Wissenswertes zu dieser spannenden Anlageklasse. Nimm deine finanzielle Zukunft selbst in die Hand. Schritt für Schritt mit Xtrackers. Investitionen unterliegen Risiken. Dieser Beitrag ist eine Werbemitteilung der DWS International GmbH, Frankfurt.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
The stories they don't want told.
This person is not who you think he is.
World of Secrets is the BBC podcast that brings you major global investigations and gripping storytelling. Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys. Season 2, The Disciples. And Season 3, The Apartheid Killer, are available to download and binge in full, with more investigations coming very soon.
The culture of secrecy needs to be broken.
Search for World of Secrets, the global investigations podcast from the BBC.